If I was to ask you the question, what was the one thing that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum feared the most? Was it poverty? But no, they spent their wealth very freely in the path of Allah. Was it fear of separation from the family? They went out for long periods of times. Was it death? In fact, that can't be the case, because when they were fighting one enemy, then the enemy said that we fight such an opposition who death seems to be more beloved to them than life. So what was the one thing that they feared the most? And after studying their lives and analyzing their utterances, you come to the conclusion that the thing that the Sahaba feared the most is that they be categorized as munafiqeen, or that they possess qualities of a munafiq. Why do people act in a hypocritical manner? It is because of jealousy, love of this world, and hatred. And our condition is such that when we hear about the signs of a munafiq, he doesn't keep his word, he's always lying. What you see is not what you get. You know, there's a contradiction between the external and the internal. Then our default position is, in our minds, we start applying that to others. You know, that person seems to have these qualities, or that one seems to have, you're acting like a munafiq, we tell people. Whereas the Sahaba was such that their fear was that, do I possess those qualities? That was their concern. And that is the very reason that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu who the munafiqeen were, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went to him and asked him secretly that, look, I know that this is a secret between you and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're not going to tell me who's on that list. But my only question to you is, tell me, is my name on the list? Is my name on the list? That was his concern. So we are quick to apply things to others, but when it comes to our own self-reformation, then we seem to be lackadaisical and disinterested. When we look at the core of what Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the munafiqeen, then it is that they displayed something, and what was internally was something different. They displayed that they're mu'mineen, they performed salah, they acted like a mu'min, but internally they were not truly believers. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They deceive Allah and the believers. Now, Allah knows what is in the heart. Allah knows everyone's actions. How is it that they are actually able to deceive Allah? They're not able to deceive Allah because Allah knows their actions. But they are able to deceive those in this world, meaning by pretending to be believers. They attempt to deceive Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to deceive the believers. But it's linked to Allah. Allah says they are deceiving Allah. And what do we learn from this? Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahimahullah said is that the messenger was the representative of Allah in this world, and so are the awliya of Allah in this world. Meaning that when you act in certain ways, when you act in a bad way to the awliya of Allah, then it is as though you are doing that against Allah. The hadith says, whoever displays animosity to the awliya of Allah, they are displaying animosity to Allah, and Allah then announces war with those people. So the representatives of Allah on this world are the awliya, and how you treat them, essentially you are treating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that while they think they are getting away, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they're not deceiving anyone but themselves, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they do not even perceive that. In this world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not deal with them immediately, with the munafiqun. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not want to kill them or exile them. Reason being is that there were other groups far away who would not understand the nuances of this and would think that Muhammad is killing his own companions. So therefore, he tolerated them. But the munafiqeen are such that in the akhirat, they will be granted the worst punishment. They will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. May Allah Rabbul Izzah save us from the qualities of the munafiqeen.